Denny Schaefer Show.
What up?
On Q105.
All right, it's a Wednesday broadcast. No Trisha today. She's sick. She's not in. She'll hopefully be back tomorrow here at the Q. So you got Susie. What up, Susan?
What up, D?
And you got me, and there's Yummy 320. Hello, Paula.
Good morning.
All right, it's Q105. It's close enough to call it 6:30. Cloudy, few light showers possible today with a high of 73. It's 63 now at the Cumulus Compound. 419-240-1055 to play along. Caller text, not a single text yet today, which is weird. Normally we get something going, but nothing. So are you people slacking? Don't be slackers, man. Don't like it when you're slackers. I'm still having trouble, by the way, getting my blog to load on my iPhone. See that? It says it can't load. And I alerted Russ and everybody on Monday, and it's like, it's just your phone. I don't know. It says a problem has occurred, so it doesn't work with iPhone, at least mine.
At least yours.
Somebody try with an iPhone out there. If you got an iPhone and you're, you know, not busy,
okay,
text the word Denny, D-E-N-N-Y, to 419-240-1055. Then let me know if it loads or not.
All right, here's my very
because I got to load today, and where's my post-it note?
Right next to you on your right. It's not colorful this time.
It's not a post-it note.
I know. I had no post-it notes. I had no post-it notes. I had to get
that. All right, this is okay, though.
So anyway, my technological question for you.
Hi, how are you?
Have you turned your phone off recently?
Well, I turn it off at night when I go to bed, and then I turn it on in the morning when I get
every
night.
Then I'm beyond me. I can't help you.
That's your technical expertise. That's it.
Turn it off.
That is your computer savviness, iPhone savviness. Is, well, let's turn it off, turn it back on.
And turn it back on again. That's all I got for you.
No,
guess what? We got problems.
Uh-oh. I have a story, too, by the way, for you.
Andrew.
We talk to Andrew.
Hold on. We got to talk to Andrew. Is this breaking news?
I don't know. It could be.
Andrew, you're on the queue. What's your problem, dude?
I sent you guys a text like 20 minutes ago, and then you just said you didn't get any text. So I think your texting thing's broken.
Oh.
No, we did not get your text, dude. What did you text me?
But that's what he's saying.
It was just a text saying I was Bruce Willis, and I was hanging out with Will Smith all night. It was funny at the time, but you missed it.
So. Yeah, right.
Well, I'll look for it. Maybe I missed it.
We'll have to refresh.
Yeah, maybe that's... Well,
but
no,
you said
it
nobody texted you, so that's the problem.
Yeah.
The camera's wonky. Our texting is wonky. Yeah. Your phone's wonky.
Everything's wonky. Oh, well. All right. Well, we'll look into it. How about that?
All right, sounds good.
All right, dude, have a good one, Popeye. All right, now the texts are coming in. All right, people, there you go. All right, what's your story today, Paul? What's your big story? What, yesterday in Perrysburg at Churchill's?
That turned out really well. That was exciting, yeah. A lot of people came by. And
especially near the end.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Well, get off work and go shopping.
Well, people want to go out there and see Johnny.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And the pod. For sure. And the pod Brew was out there later.
Oh, eye candy Brew.
Brew looks so good.
Now, hold on a second. How come the video of you and me in Peapod has a lot more views than the one with Brew in it? How can that be?
Well, because you guys are entertaining.
Yeah,
you guys are funny.
So, he's sexy.
Brew is just nice to look at because his upper body is just...
And the shirt fit just right.
Yes!
Hold on.
Oh,
she's
my
having
gosh.
A moment, dude.
I am having a moment.
Let her have her moment.
Yeah,
Ladies,
go look at Bro's upper body.
He's eye candy, girls.
That's what those views
He's
were.
He just looks so good for being so young.
Paul, you got a hell of an upper body, though.
His upper body.
There he is right there.
Just look.
Brew and Peapod.
But do you see what Paul means about his shirt fitting?
Oh, yeah. He looked great. 300.
He looks
He's got the sunglasses on. And
oh, my gosh.
I think you are lusting after him. He's young enough to be your son, by the way.
I understand. I can look.
321 views. That's it. You and I and Peapod being stupid, 1,600 views. There's something wrong with
that. Well, you're being stupid funny.
No, but the 300 is just women.
Yeah, Peapod and Brew is just, yes.
It's Brew, click.
Yeah, right.
That's true. Brew doesn't say a whole lot, though.
No, we're just
we don't need him to.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He's got some guns, man.
Oh, my God, he looks so stinking good.
Wow. Okay. Susie, I don't think I've ever seen you like this. I hope Porkchop's not listening. He might get a little jealous because he's got some guns.
He's going to get jealous and what? Maybe work out? Okay. It's fine.
That's a hammer.
It's early enough. It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, so what?
Oh, I was just going to tell you that I'm a great uncle. I'm going to be.
How about tell us you're making your live-in girlfriend an honest woman and marry
her?
Why don't you tell us that you're getting married and you're having a kid.
So I have a half sister. She lives out in California with her kids and all that stuff. And my 20-something
So you're half an uncle.
Half an uncle. And my 20-something-year-old my 20-something-year-old niece texts me out of the blue. I haven't talked to her in years just because she's that teenager that doesn't care about anything. But all of a sudden.
She's 20. She's not a teenager.
Well, she was. But that's what I'm saying to you.
Anyway.
And now she's like, hey, Uncle Paul, how's it going? I'm like, well, holy hell. Hi. Well, I haven't talked to you. What's up?
Uh-oh.
And then,
she
bam.
Wants money.
maybe she's leading up to it. Nah, her mom works big wig at Pepsi. She's fine.
Okay.
Anyway, so I go, she goes, how's it? And by the way, you're going to be a great uncle. I'm like, wow. So now I'm getting the scoop on what's going on.
She's Prego?
She's Prego, yeah.
She married?
I have not gotten. I don't know anything about her. I haven't talked to her in years, so I'm trying to get all this information from her.
Sounds like she wants to come and live with you guys in the trailer.
I know.
Because she's getting kicked out of the house.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Get ready for that.
She knows Paul's a big time celebrity.
Here
in Toledo.
And she knows Paul can't say no.
Well, for family, but I'm not going to dump out 1,000 bones just for her to. No, we'll see what's up. But
yeah,
like
we'll
I said,
I think something's up, Paul.
I do too.
So Demi is now. Gonna pop something here in January.
That's good. That's nice exciting. To know, Paul. That is very exciting.
Uh-oh, you better get that spare bedroom ready.
Well, I'm glad the show is, now everybody's aware of that.
I'm just trying
it's
to share.
A great
He's
story.
Excited,
I got new
you
story.
Know? Is this your first time being a great uncle?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, don't screw it up.
I don't even remember who half my relatives are anyway, you know? I mean, are we cousins or nieces? I don't even remember half the, you know. Thank God she started the text off with, hey, Uncle Paul. Oh,
I get more invitations to stuff of relatives of mine. Like my cousin's kids and stuff,
okay.
Who I don't even know.
There you go.
I just ignore it. I don't ever RSVP, nothing.
You don't even
graduation. No.
Unless you're in
Daddy.
Your circle.
I ain't got time for that.
Danny, it's your family.
I just don't. No, believe me, the family that I'm, you know, trying to raise and probably screwing up, they take up a lot of my time. You know?
Okay.
I'm very busy. I don't have time for that.
RSVP.
No.
Regret.
The only time I do it is when they do it in an email. That's the way to do it. That way I go, no, and I'm done. Where I actually have to, you know, send something back, that ain't happening.
So do you even reply, who dis? Do you even do that?
No.
No, I'm not. All right.
I always recognize the parents, but I never know who the kids are. So-and-so's graduation. So-and-so's getting married. And I'm like, yeah, well, whatever. I don't know you.
Let's drive 5 hours for somebody I don't know.
Yeah, not doing that. All right. We got to break down what happened yesterday.
Oh.
Opal Covey got ripped off once again.
Great destruction will come up upon the
That's right.
I had to hold her for like an hour last night.
So she caused some problems yesterday, and we have the video up. He gave me a low hug in the video. That's probably why.
You know what? That was odd because all of a sudden there's Peapod standing there, and then Paul goes down, and I'm like,
Then he kicked it up a notch. Then he kicked it up a notch.
Yeah, it was a little R-rated.
Was it?
I
think Peapod liked it. Anyway, the video of Opal being escorted out of the polling place yesterday. Yes. That's up on my blog. Anyway, we'll talk about that and a whole bunch of other crap. So stick around, 6:37, Denny and the Girls, live and local on Toledo's Q105. Q105.